My great-grandfather married a woman named Hannah Johnston. Anyway, they established themselves in Union Springs, and he was a doctor. And they lived in great style. My recollection is that when I first remember the plantation, they owned about 35,000 acres of land, which was a lot of land.
One has to remember that in Alabama, there hadn't been a lot of big plantations. Most plantations were small. They were 400 or 500 acres, 600 acres, 700 acres, something like that. Well, the Foster plantations were thousands and thousands of acres. I mean, it just absolutely boggles the mind to think of the wealth and power of the Foster family.
Now, did your grandfather have slaves?
Oh, heavens, yes.
What happened?
Well, during the Civil War, all I ever heard of was that the slaves just were so crazy about them that they, you know, hid the silver and took the horses into the swamps, and they all loved them dearly. Now, I was brought up, you see, on the romantic tradition of the slave system being benevolent.
In the late 19th, early 20th century, when Virginia was growing up, there is this invention of the plantation South and the myth of this wonderful era where African Americans were happy being subordinate, where white women were happy being subordinate, and white men were able to provide everything that everybody needed without actually having to work very hard. This plantation myth of somehow this ideal position in the past is a fiction. I mean, it's when you say it like that, it has to be a fiction. It couldn't be anything but a fiction.